Blog Talk Radio.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, 3 pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and 2 online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you can save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Good evening and welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. I am your hostess with the mostest, the lovely Lady Di, alongside our founder and visionary, the wonderful producer extraordinaire, Poetic. Good evening and welcome to a family and friends Friday. I don't know about you, Poetic, but I am glad to see the weekend. I had a rough week and I couldn't wait to come back and end my Friday with you and all of our wonderful listeners. So how you doing today, Mr. Poetic?
I must be doing really wonderful because all day I thought today was Thursday.
Well, you can go back and try to replay that if you want to. I'm moving forward full speed ahead. Full speed ahead. Well, it's so good to hear your voice, and as we always do, on every show, let us take a moment to cover it in prayer. Lord Heavenly Father, thank you for yet another opportunity to reach out and touch your people like only you can do. Allow this to serve as a personal invitation for us to go on decrease and you to ever and for always to go on the increase. We love you. We thank you for being the CEO of Hip Hop National and its magazine, and for all that we set out to do, Lord. We do it for you and we do it for your people. We'll be careful to give you all the honor that you deserve. Bless the show tonight, all those who could hear and be a part of it. In Jesus' name, let us all say amen.
Amen.
So I hear there's a wonderful topic tonight, and even more wonderful yet. So with no further ado, Poetic, why don't you let us all know what we'll be talking about and who we have on the line.
All right. Tonight we're going to be talking about how much influence do music have in raising our children. Well, it's no secret to anyone that music starts off very early in our childhood. That's starting with the alphabet in a positive note. And as we progress in ages, we start to have a different taste for music. And sometimes that taste for music also spills into negative as well as positive. So today we want to know how much influence has music have in raising our children. Tonight, our special guests tonight are Dan Griffin, TV film producer. Dan, welcome to the show, sir.
Hey, thank you very much. Pleasure to be on the show tonight. Thank you for having me.
Okay. And we also have, thank you, Dan, too, and we also have DJ LaRue, a nice segue and blend of house music. DJ LaRue, welcome to the show. And
how
we're
going
to give you, we're doing great. Lady Di, you now have the floor.
Thank you. We're going to start with you, Dan. Why don't you let everybody know exactly who you are, a little bit about yourself, and where you're calling in from tonight. Dan?
Sounds great. You guys can all hear me out there? I am a film and TV writer and producer. I'm working on a lot of different projects, some really fantastic projects. And I have been blessed with a lot of things in my life. I have been very involved with music. I played in the Irish rock band The Ruffians. I did barbershop singing, my father still does, and we are always looking for positive music for our TV, for our film, for so many different aspects of our life. And, you know, the important thing growing up is constantly pushing stuff out to the children, positive messages. And that is so true. I mean, especially in the hip-hop, I mean, we all know that. Boy, if you could get rid of half the words out there, that's fantastic, because there's so many positive things to be said. And at a young age, I think there's so music is such an important part of everybody's life that, you know, if you're not focusing on what's important, and that is God and family and a strong belief in yourself, then you're just looking at the wrong thing. Now, some of the stuff that I'm working on right now, which I throw out to you, and I am very happy to meet up with you guys. I want to say a special thanks right now to an angel in my life, Dante, for putting this out there. Dante Buskey, thank you very much. We right now have a lot of different projects that are looking for positive film, for positive music. We have a TV show called The Carrington Event, which you can look up on YouTube. Is The Carrington Event, comma, The Struggle Begins. And you can get a feel for some of what we're looking for there. There's a new film that's being done down in Raleigh called Sunshine, and we're going to be looking for positive music for that. There is a TV show called Grey Angel, which we're looking for a lot of good stuff. And then there's a lot of films that I'm doing with people like Charnel Brown and Lonette McKee that this program itself is extremely positive. And the more positive music we can get, the better. I don't want to keep going on talking about myself here too much. So go ahead, Lady D.
Okay. DJ LaRue, if you would, your introduction. Let everybody know a little bit about yourself, where you're calling in from, and all that good stuff.
How y'all doing out there?
Doing well.
Okay, I'm DJ LaRue. I'm calling from sunny Fort Lauderdale. I am a DJ of all music. I specialize in house music. Everything from progressive to tech to jack-in to Chicago-style dance. And that's my side thing. I'm actually a police officer, and I've been a cop for over 18 years. So I know firsthand the effects of negative music on our youth and what it can do, because I deal with it just about every other day. And it's funny because people say, well, you're a cop and you're a DJ. Yeah, because music has always been a part of my life. From the military, I was in Desert Shield and Desert Storm, and I DJed for 3 years, but then I thought about it, and I said, you know what, I need to get a pension under my belt, you know, because I see so many people that's struggling to do things, and there's really no end to it. So I got smart, and I said, let me work and achieve something, then I'll follow my dream, and that's what I'm doing right now. So I got less than 1,000 days before I retire. And music right now is the focal point of my life.
Wow. No disrespect. I definitely intended. You sound very young to be talking about retiring.
And that's another thing everybody say. I mean, I can sit here for at least an hour or two and talk about my life growing up. I'm from Overtown. And, you know, I was born and raised in the ghetto, if you can say that, you know, in the hood. And at an early life, you know, I had to get away because there was nothing there. So I was smart enough to travel the world and, you know, make sure that I did the right thing so that it wouldn't affect me too much, you know, in the future. And a lot of our kids don't do that. As we speak, I'm actually forming my own nonprofit. I also started a corporation for my DJ production set. I was volunteered a year for the YMCA, Yes, and I sit on the board of directors for the Lauderhill YMCA. So I'm pretty much involved in the community, and I'm involved in what goes on in the city, and that's where I'm at today.
Wow, that's awesome. I'm also a board chair for the YMCA. What a coincidence. Well, we are definitely glad to have you on tonight. Thanks for joining. And, you know, this is going to be a great discussion, as all of them are, but more importantly because it is dealing with our kids, with our youth. And people always say, you know, they're our tomorrow and our future, but they are our today. And if we do not start, you know, taking better care of them under our watch, you know, we're going to be in trouble. And so mm-hmm. I'm excited about tonight's topic. I can't wait to dig in. So with no further ado, I'd like to, we kind of have a format where we go around like you just did with your introduction and then your opening remarks we'll do next. We get to listen to some fantastic music at the bottom and top of each hour, and then we'll talk about that just a little bit. We have a segment called Hot Topics where we talk about anything that's going on around us in or out of the country, and then we come back with more discussion, and then we do our round-robin wrap-up where you get an opportunity to talk about, you know, that hot project that you're working on and how people can stay connected to you to follow you. So that's kind of the lay of the land, and with no further ado, we'll go ahead and jump into the topic, which is simply, you know, how is music really influencing and impacting, you know, our kids? And I just want to open up by saying, be it positive or negative, there's always that impact. You know, it's the way now that kids express themselves, it's their outlet, and oftentimes it burns me up when nowadays kids tend to be more open. You know, when I was growing up, we only had, you know, one type of music. We really weren't exposed to all of this, you know, I would say variety of buffet, as I call it, like our kids are. You know, I may walk into my son's room and he may be listening to rock, or he may be listening to jazz, or he may be listening to gospel. You know, you just didn't really find that with our generation. And so times have evolved even from that perspective. And so when I look at music, it's always interesting to me how kids have really grown. They tend to be more advanced. So it's not always talking about the music from a negative perspective, but even how it's impacting them from a positive perspective. Because I look at my 14-year-old, and he's like, when he's going through, well, I just wanted to come home and listen to gospel and praise the Lord and just be lifted up to get out of the mood that I was in. So music has a way of pulling them to either side. And so I wanted to start off with your opening remarks and exactly how you feel about tonight's topic and, you know, where we're going with the music and how it is impacting our kids. And I want to start with you first, Dan, to give you the floor.
Sounds great. Thank you so much. Well, you know, I think that young people are like, they're this open, it's like when you're doing art, they're an open slate, and they're begging to just bring so many positive things in their life, or, unfortunately, they are bringing negative into their lives. And I think that's what's so important. Marty Scorsese last night said that he thinks that music is the truest art form, and it probably is. And I think it's the art form that affects children the most. You know, it's like it's your foundation. It what you lay down as your foundation becomes the person that you grow upon. And you know, DJ, I loved everything that you were saying before, DJ LaRue. You know, coming from the hood and being able to change and being able to do all that. I've been through a lot myself in life. I was actually a West Point cadet, so it's good to see another person in the military out there. But
oh, yeah.
You know, I think that what we help our children to see and help our children to be influenced by is what they bring into their lives. And you know, it's very important to have a strong foundation in God, in your family, in yourself, in your friends. And it's important for the parents out there to be watching over their kids and, you know, take an interest into what they're doing with their lives, take an interest into where they're going. Good music in church, good music in the home has always helped me, like, in life. And I think it's the same thing. I mean, that helps you to learn who you are. I come from a very Irish-American family. My parents always, like, stress finding a strong sense of family value through the music. And in at least in the Irish community, I mean, we have a lot of that growing up. Within a lot of the hip-hop and the R&B music, you know, I've been very blessed with people like Prince B and Patti LaBelle and some others, as I was talking before, with Poetic, that, really have very strong foundations on people. And, again, I'm just going to go back to, I think it's all about the foundations that we're giving our children. DJ LaRue?
Thank you. And DJ LaRue, I would like to kind of pose that same thing to you. You have the floor, sir.
Okay. Let me take off my DJ hat for a minute. Because being, from where I come from and then seeing what I see every day, music can have a positive influence on a child's life, or it can have a negative influence on a child's life. Because you have to understand something. The majority of the hip-hop and the rap and everything, basically, I think it target the kids that don't have, I don't want to say a future, but don't have any hope. You know what I'm saying? Because when they see their friends and family members all riding around and expensive cars and with all the bling, but they don't have no job, then you know how they're getting their money to buy all this stuff. They're either robbing, they're either hustling or doing whatever they have to do. The only way that they can be influenced and to continue to do what they're doing is by getting pumped up by this music that, these other so-called gangsters and thugs are making, Now, you have positive music out there that has a positive influence on our youth. But it's funny because you'll see an artist that'll start off with a positive vibe, but then the record sales slump. But as soon as they start singing about and rapping about, hustling and killing and dope slinging and everything, then their record sales goes up because, let's be honest, it's about, making money. And a lot of these kids take what these rappers are saying as gospel, because they really don't have any positive influences in their life. They don't have anybody to say, listen, you don't need to listen to that. Come over here and let's do spoken word in a positive, light. You don't have to listen to that. You don't have to do what they're telling you to do, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm just like anybody else. I'll ride, when I'm in my car, I'll pump up my music and I'll listen to what I listen to. And I have no problem with anybody listening to music. I'm not anti, obviously I'm not because I'm a DJ as well. But I just don't like some of the negative lyrics that are coming out of these, that are coming out of these songs. It's funny. We did a event, and we had to, say the Pledge of Allegiance. I don't think out of about 25 kids knew, the Pledge of Allegiance, but everybody knew how to Dougie. Okay. So, everybody knew the latest words from Plies. Everybody knew the latest lyrics from, Young Jeezy, which, okay, they're doing what they do. I'm not hating or nothing like that. But, they have to realize that the things that they rap about, the things that they sing about really have an influence on what our kids do and how they react, in public.
I love that. I'm glad that you brought that up because my next question, and I'll start with you, Dan, it's simply, you know, what part of this do we own? Because it's our industry, and we are representing it. And what do you think we can start doing as a movement to place our kids in better care when it comes to music? Dan?
Well, you know, again, I think that it depends on the sound. I think it depends on what they're being influenced by, and that's a lot of their role models. I think we're lacking a lot of the role models that we really need. I think we're lacking a lot of education right now. I think we're lacking, you know, I think a lot of people are turning from God, or a lot of people are going towards God right now, which is great. But a lot of people we're lacking morals, we're lacking education, we're lacking a lot of stuff like that. I had a priest growing up who used to say that when you sing, you're praying twice. And I always liked that a lot. I always tried to make sure I sung even extra loud. But, you know, the music that idolizes the violence and the sex and the drugs tends to prey on those, like, young people who don't have positive reinforcements. The fact that they don't have a good support system is more reason why performers have to be more responsible and show the integrity in the industry. I mean, performers have to realize that they have a dramatic responsibility to the youth of our societies. They really do. They have to realize that they're one of the strongest points that the young children look at. And if they have to be able to take that in everything they do, not just while they're on stage, but, you know, I mean, some of them, you know, you get these people that are stealing something for no reason, just for the hype of it, or to keep up their gang name, or to do whatever they need to do, or to get the thrill because they've been handed everything. And, you know, I mean, whatever the case may be, they have to look at it in every way. It has to be that way in their marriage. It has to be that way in their lives. It has to be that way in the way that they're talking with other people. I mean, you know, the Bible talks about that all the time. I mean, it's you're sowing what you reap, you know, you're reaping what you sow, and it has to be that way. You know, the performers need to step up, and they need to give back to society in a more positive way than they're doing, too, especially a lot in the hip-hop, even though a lot of them are. I know people like Chris Vaughn and LC and Cashman and stuff are really trying to give good, positive messages, and you know, as long as they can keep doing that, you know, that's what it is. But it's continuously giving back to, you know, to their audience and to the youth of society, and to their God and to themselves.
Excellent. So I guess since we have this type of platform that we have and we can actually reach out and touch people, when we think of leaps and bounds, because to me it's about taking baby steps at a time, and we talk about our kids and being role models, and I love the fact that you actually participate in the YMCA, so you and I kind of get more of an opportunity to be in front of the kids. I think that it has to be our effort. But what can we do, especially because I'm also a DJ as well, so you and I have a lot in common, LaRue. You know,
the next
thing that I'm thinking about is how can we use our platform to kind of help move this thing along. So I would like to welcome to the show Miami Black. I hear that you're on. Why don't you let everybody know a little bit about yourself and go ahead and give your remarks to tonight's discussion, which we're talking about the impact that music is having on our youth. Miami?
Yes, hi. My name is Miami Black. I'm from Miami. Live in Miami, Florida, originally from L.A. I've been around the business about 20 years. Started off in radio, worked as a major radio personality, up to a program director, several major markets in Atlanta, V103, Houston, Hot 97.9. Right now, I'm current CEO of Mixtape Producers. I'm putting out a mixtape which will allow indie artists an opportunity to be heard internationally, and I'm also endorsed by MySpace Radio. And I, you know, MySpace Radio started from a social network. MySpace used to be a social network. Now it's mainly an entertainment site. And I'm also sponsored through Raw Dog Entertainment, which actually does the exclusive viral marketing for BET Awards. So, like I said, I know of a lot of programmers in the radio industry. So, with that said, I want to say this. First of all, music has changed as far as the actual playlist. If you notice, hip-hop is not riding alone anymore in this industry. You got artists like Drake, who is a crossover artist into the R&B circuit. You know, R&B music has always been like feel-good music, R&B music. You don't hear R&B artists speaking about negativity in reference to the streets. What is happening right now in the industry is something called hip-hop and R&B. If you listen to the radio, you will hear a lot of songs that are more friendly as far as, you know, they talk about love, they talk about relationships. You know, a lot of artists are featuring a lot of major R&B artists, like a new song right now coming out is Drake featuring Rihanna. You got Ace Hood, Body to Body, it's a love song. You got Rick Ross, who started off as a gangster rapper. Now he's, you know, putting out music that is pertaining to you love, like You the Boss, with the R&B, you know, crossover appeal to it. So right now, commercial radio is accepting hip-hop and R&B, which is a little bit more discreet. And right now it's about hip-hop and R&B. A lot of artists are crossing over to that circuit, so you don't hear a lot of gangster rap on the radio anymore. That's still in the streets.
Thank you so much, Miami Black. Thank you so much, Miami Black. I appreciate your comments, and always a pleasure to have you on. You know, we're at the bottom of the hour, and I would like for us to go to break, and we're going to listen to some fantastic music. And on the other side, more discussion of how this music is truly impacting our kids. You are listening to Hip Hop National Radio. We have more.
Walking the wrong way.
Hey, 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 hey.
Yeah. Big up. Gomez in the area one time. Been a rock with JJ Washington.
S-E-U-M. Back again.
Your baby's walking.
Got to run to the right path, find the right staff in this world of warcraft, read the right paragraph.
Yo, yo, you baby,
it's all about the math, yeah, it's all about the jazz. We wanna make it last, is that the contrast? This ain't no witchcraft.
You came with so much pain, the big change like sun to rain. That's what happens when you aim too deep. You can't fall asleep, wait till the end of the world. If that's what it takes, man, it takes at hand, a package of cornflakes. Little earthquakes, tsunamis makes islands of lakes. Live it up right now before the whole world breaks. Piece of cake for the Lord of the world is sick. We are two brothers from other mothers giving you simplicity. We're both thinking all the time, what is wrong with me? I got the devil from behind always calling me. But it's all about love and unity. An opportunity to live your life right, righteously. The minority, the majority. Give your trust to the Lord. Run. Colors follow me.
Walking.
You got to run to the right path. Find the right staff in this world of warcraft.
We can write paragraphs.
You baby,
it's all about the math. It's all about the jazz. We wanna make it last. Is that the contrast? This ain't no witchcraft.
I'm the banger, the future hanger. So she say I'm that dagger who pleases mama. That's my way, boom, y'all. I'm here, baby, here to the end, stunner. To make my life with her prospects, no dreams of stupid shit. Just a test, do the best of my abilities. No stress, yo, no bulletproof vest. Drop on my mind, all things divine. Unwind, rough combine. Nation, no frustration. Bang, 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 bang this out to the nation. So jump around to the sound of scum. To rattle your mind, turn your brain like gum. So don't diss me, come, your fun's soon done. Have a happy time before it's done. 3 minutes, 30 seconds of this song produced by Scum. Billy Rockwood, scientist, number one.
So you're on this one.
Your baby's walking.
You got to run the run to the right path. Find the right staff in this world of warcraft. Read the right paragraph.
It's all about the math.
It's all about the jazz. We wanna make you laugh. Is that the contract? This ain't no witchcraft.
Walking, talking, losing. You're losing your shoes and you set up your job.
Creations. Our portfolio includes Dwayne Wade, Music, Slim Thug, Teresa Budon, Bun B, and so much more. All you have to do is log on to www.fmblankets.com. That's www.fmblankets.com. Or you can call 214-403-1524. That number again is 214-403-1524. And tell them Hip Hop National Radio told you to give them a call.
What up? It's your boy Quote reminding you from the best tips and advice on the music business. Don't forget to tune into HipHopNationalRadio.com every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8 p.m. on the East Coast, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, and 5 p.m. on the West Coast.
You are listening to Hip Hop National Radio. It is your girl, Lady Di, alongside you on a fabulous Family and Friends Friday. We're so glad that you could join us. And as always, an all-star cast to help us along the way. I'd like to say a big thank you to Dan and DJ LaRue and, of course, Miami Black, a good friend of the show, for joining us tonight and helping us in this discussion around the impact that the music is having on our children. And so, before we jump back into it, I wanted to let everyone know that When You Fail by Scum, who is actually a Jam It and Slam It sensation, they are the ones to see when it comes to Jam It and Slam It. Easy for you to get connected to it. All you have to do is log on to www.hiphopnational.com, and all the information is there for you along with our magazines. And I always take a peek at Myra Morris. Does a fantastic job in all that she does with our magazine, and we're so proud of it. And of course, most importantly, there is a donate button at the top of that page that we'd love for you to hit and be a part of the movement and help keep it alive and well. So with no further ado, I want to ask you, DJ LaRue, what did you think about Scum and You Fail? How were you feeling that music that you heard?
Hey, it was tight. I like the vibe. I like the feeling. It was very positive. You know, something that I can groove to and some of my listeners can groove to. It was on point.
Good. Dan, how were you feeling about Scum with You Fail?
I was dancing along there. I thought it had a great beat. I thought it had a really good, like, sound to it, and I thought it had a really young feel. A person sounded very positive and very confident in themselves and their music. I thought it was great. I was really rocking out.
That's good. Miami, I know you've heard the song before. How were you feeling about it tonight? Because sometimes you hear songs over and over again, and they give you a different feel. What were you thinking?
Well, that's a very hot track. I'm a strong supporter of that track. Like, it's very positive, well produced, well put together, very professional. I like the singing along with the hip hop collaboration. Excellent. If it, you know, from an A, give it an A. I give it an A, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And Poetic, okay. How are you feeling about that song, Poetic?
Well, I love the song, but I'll say this, and I just like to see the artists get behind it and move the project. Very, very important. But I love the song. Love the song. I want to hear their voice on the show. Period.
Do they have a video yet?
I don't know, but I've been talking with him, hitting him up on Facebook. These guys are actually from Sweden. So, yeah, they're from Sweden, and so we'll see. Let's see what's to come. We're getting ready to do a major campaign with them. So, look for it in the magazine. I'm just letting you guys know. You should be able to link up with them, find out whatever you want to know about them. But definitely, they'll be in our magazine coming out soon. And a lot of familiar and another familiar face, major face. So, y'all definitely look out for Hip Hop National Magazine. Just wanted to plug that while we were there. You got the floor.
One thing I will say. Go ahead.
No, one thing I will say, you know, like our music, you know, show is influencing a lot of cultures. I mean, I seen a Chinese hip-hop artist the other day, rapping in Chinese, and then his little, the girl that was with him, she was Chinese, and she was singing R&B, you know, and now you're talking about Sweden and then Danish, and, you know, it's amazing, you know, French, it's our music pretty much influenced the world if you think about it.
Absolutely. And, you know, for those of you who are just joining, we appreciate you locking and loading yourself with Hip Hop National Radio. We're talking about the impact that music has on our children. And, you know, when I listen to this great music, we've had so many young artists as well who have presented themselves and are looking for exposure. And I wanted to start with you, Miami Black. You know, what will it take for our young people who are being influenced and impacted by music, who want to even be in the entertainment industry? What will it take for them to be successful as we watch this industry continue to evolve?
Well, you know, to be so young in the industry, trying to break off into the industry, showing support, getting the support of your family, your parents, and have them kind of take control and develop a marketing plan and a strategy for you. I don't recommend jumping out on your own as a young artist because, like I said, it is a rough and a tough business, and I would hate to see my youth be taken advantage of in the wrong way. So the very first thing that I would suggest that a young artist would do is get with an adult in their family and develop some type of relationship and develop a marketing strategy.
Great sound advice. What would you offer, DJ LaRue?
I would tell that young person to, you know, be with people he can trust, because like Bonnie Black says, it's a cutthroat, you know, industry, and you got to have people around you that have your best interest at heart, you know. You have one-hit wonders. They make a lot of money, then they just flame out and die fast. Then you have the ones that's prolonged. But then if you notice, they surround themselves with family members that know how to take care of them, that's not trying to rip them off for everything that they have. You know, they get them in the best venues. They hook them up with the right people at these record companies and labels. And then they just, you know, flourish from there. But as soon as they have somebody that don't have their best interests at heart come into the picture and all they want is money, then you notice they burn out. So I would say that just having positive influences and positive management and positive people around you is the way to go.
Absolutely. Dan, what do you have to offer?
Well, I agree with LaRue on that one. I think a lot of it is definitely to have a good support system, your family, have a good base. The other thing is, too, you know, it relies on a lot of research so that you're not falling into wrong hands. It relies on a lot of education. I mean, this is the entertainment business. I think a lot of young people out there are not going out there and really learning the business behind it, and they don't have the support of their families. We're probably better at helping them to do it. You can tell if you're like a young person to be true to their values. You know, they have to admire. They don't compromise, but keep the family values that they have. You know, right now they have to look at all the different avenues that they have. It's so hard to break into any aspect of the entertainment industry. But right now, if you do it the right way, you have so many different resources. So many ways, like you were saying before, MySpace and Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and all these different things to promote yourself. You have to really do that again and again, surround themselves with good people and a good support system and good management, positive management. If I can say one plug real quick, Miss Mac Marketing with Yolanda Mack and Cheryl Andrews, the two of them, fantastic with that. So if you're looking for a good manager, I don't want to take away from Poetic because I know he's doing stuff too. But it has to be good, positive role models, good, positive management, good, positive support system, and do your research. Learn the business.
Great advice. Thank you for that, gentlemen. You know, I understand Dante has joined the line. Good evening, Dante. How are you?
Hi. Thank you. Thank you so much for welcoming me. I was going to comment on the music because I thought, you know, the production and everything was wonderful and wonderful work.
Good. What do you think about tonight's topic? We're talking about the impact that music has on, you know, our kids, our children, our youth, and just, you know, really digging in deep about this and giving them words of wisdom and also some kind of tips and tools because a lot of them just see, you know, the bling bling, and they think they want a part of this industry, and I just think it's not always what they think it is. And so I wanted to, you know, just get your way in on that.
Right. I actually agree. I actually believe that that they need to know more about the business and doing the research, like, you know, the gentleman and the panelists that spoke of, like Dan, about the craft, about really having good people and a good supportive system, as well as having the right people that's around your circle that's going to encourage you, that's going to empower you in the right path, and to be careful of those pitfalls in the business that comes along with the business, knowing that you have the right people that's supportive of you, that's going to keep you focused in on what your craft is and what you're there to do, and know that you're going to go through some things, but you got to know that achieving is the most important thing. And as long as you keep the right people around your circle, that you can't go wrong. And then knowing after you're doing your research, you know, you'll have a better outlook on, okay, let me do this. Let me avoid from making this mistake so I can make this right move, because now I know a way to go about this now, because I got the right team that's supporting me, and I know that they're not going to steer me in the wrong direction. So I think good values is the key too, and knowing what you're getting into and doing your research, I feel is like a great avenue to start with.
Absolutely. Thank you for that. Let's go to the line. 330-354. Caller 330-354. You are live and on the air of Hip Hop National Radio. Welcome. How can I help you?
Yes, I was just listening to the other brother, you know, that was responding, and I feel the same way about, you know, music in general. I am a music artist myself. I go by the name of Soul Calibur, and but you spell it SOLECALIBUR, and I have to completely agree, because the state of doing music right now and how you see the influence that it does have on our children, it's all done in a way to kind of move the masses, I believe. I mean it's like a marketing tool that can be used. I mean, because I do music and I don't curse. You know, I'm building a fan base. I believe that that's vital to, you know, what you call hip-hop, any kind of music, because I believe that if you can maintain that structure and you can stay that route and still have your music and your sound be potent, then if you just stay on that course, on that path, then the children that's up under you and the younger generation can be able to see that this is everything that they do here on the radio and they see on TV. It's just for the masses. But see, to me, it seems like that if they can follow that path of another underground artist, or just an artist that can't go mainstream, but he's not taking that route because he's not going that way, then they can be able to see that and then understand, okay, I am special and I am unique because I'm not following the masses. See, the masses is out here with the music that they can only market. But what is not marketable music? It's music that's unique. It's music that's not controlled by the masses. And me myself, that's why I'm not with any labels. I want to build up my music and my fan base with other artists. So I feel like artists shouldn't have to go to labels or even a DJ, I feel like, or even an A&R to be able to move the masses. Artists should just band together and stick together and make a movement. I'd have had many, many kind of offers and all kind of opportunities to do this in the industry and do that, and I don't, because I don't want to be controlled by the masses. You know, I keep all my music is clean. It has everything that you need, I believe, because I call myself, this is what I say to other young, you know, generations that I come across. I say, I'm the artist that you can listen to in front of your kids. That's me. I'm the artist that you can put on your CD and still get that same great vocal and that great quality substance, but not get all the unnecessary stuff that come with it. You know, if I could find more artists like that, I would build with the nation. But I have to agree totally with the brother and what he said, because it's the truth. I mean, but I can just say this too, before I go on out, because I know how to ramble mouth, is that the business in the whole, the business is marketable. And I mean, it's like if you don't fit in, well, if you don't want to fit in to be marketable, then you just go, you're gonna have to work from the ground up. You're gonna have to get out there, hustle hard, get it in, and make people respect your sound. You know, that's how I feel. And I'm glad that y'all getting the opportunity to be able to voice my opinion. But reason why I ended up coming so long with it, because this opportunity came up my seat, and I've been waiting to really get this out of me for for some time. But
you got it out of you. Appreciate you coming on.
I'd like to thank y'all.
You're welcome. We want you to come back. Come back and listen in. And since you say you all that in the bag of chips, jam it or slam it is how we get to see if that is true. So make sure you log on to www.hiphopnational.com and click on the jam it or slam it to make for certain that you're a part of the competition. We'd love to have you. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it. All right, I want to get back to our subject matter at hand and how it's really impacting kids. And I want to swing to you, Dan. I want to know, like, what is your commitment? Because, see, for me, it's like once you talk about it and you know about it, then you have to do something about it. So after you see the show tonight, you had a chance about everything over the weekend, what is your commitment to do something to help our youth as they are going to continuously be impacted by the music? Dan?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm constantly trying to impact the youth in the correct way. Again, it's being a better person yourself out there. But again, it's I as you know, I do film and TV. And while I agree with Scorsese, and I think that music is one of the purest forms of art and does affect the children at the youngest age, I think as you get older, one of the things that influences people so much is the TV and the film as well. So I'm trying to do a lot of very positive projects with some very positive people. I surround myself with a very good support group, Take Five Productions and Knickknack Marketing and Cheryl Andrews and a whole lot of other people. And I am constantly trying to better myself, better the product that I'm putting out, and listening to the people around me, getting a good support system and keep doing it. And I will keep doing that. I also write children's books under the pen name Daniel St. Bernard. So hopefully we'll be getting some of those into cartoons, and that'll be influencing people too. But, you know, going through Hip Hop Nation, Hip Hop National, and going through Poetic and Lady Di here, the you know, anybody who wants to send in some of their music for them to listen to, and they will be passing that along to, excuse me, I can't even talk. They will be passing that along to me. You know, I want to see some positive music, so please feel free to keep listening to this station and to keep sending in your stuff.
Thank you for that, Dan. Miami Black, I'd like to offer you the same thing. You know, what is a commitment that you can make? Because I don't want us just to be about the topic on the day of, but for us to continuously live in it. I know a lot of us already give of ourselves, so I understand that, but I think it's important for people to know that so that we're not just talking the talk, but we're also walking the walk. Miami?
My advice is pick up a book and read about the industry. Educate yourself about the industry. You know, that's the advice that I can give. You know, a lot of people talk about hip hop. They talk about, you know, radio, the influences that radio has on the community, on the young community, on the urban community, the impact that hip hop has on the urban community. But, you know, one thing that I really haven't heard was the impact that the movies and the movie industry has on the young community. You know, I can remember hundreds of movies that are violent. I can remember hundreds of movies that, you know, are street rough killing, you know, a lot of destruction, a lot of negativity. You know, I think that the movie industry needs to move towards a more positive direction as well. You know, I see a lot of horror films where it's just in-depth killing and stabbing and bloodshed, and, you know, and we take our kids to those movies, and it's okay. You know, people don't talk about that. So, you know, I think the industry as a whole should become a little bit more positive, and right now I think, you know, the industry should promote more education when it comes to, you know, their movies. I think the movies industry needs to be a little bit more positive as well. You know, so the advice that I can give to the kids and what I'm willing to do is offer education, you know, because if you are not educated, then you're walking into the situation blindly. And, you know, when you walk into a situation blindly, then you're setting yourself up for destruction. So, you know, I think the entertainment industry as a whole should become a little bit more positive. And, you know, people seem to forget about the movies.
Okay, I'm sorry. You couldn't hear me? Wow, I had a poetic moment in 2012. Woo, woo. All right. Dante, I want to bounce to you and give you the same opportunity. What is your commitment in 2012 for our youth?
Say that again. I had missed it for a second. Say that again. You said you wanted to...
What is your commitment in 2012? We're talking about the impact that music is having on our youth. What is your commitment to our youth in 2012? As we continue to help them kind of navigate through this impact of music.
Okay, my commitment is to stay focused, you know, to be true to what, you know, what I'm into, what be, you know, be devoted to my craft and to still keep on winning the race, you know, keep striving, you know, never stop improving, to keep on reaching, you know, reaching the level of excellence, to keep on putting in work and never to stop and keep on being a positive influence to others, you know, being a mentor and showing it through my action, you know, so that people can see my inspiration to affect many, you know, through my different work that I do, you know. And for the projects soon to come, that to have an impact on others, so that they can, you know, see a mentor at work and an entrepreneur, and they can look back and say, you know what, he did this young, and is brilliant with this. So I can be an influence. I can be somebody and achieve greatness if I put hard work and perseverance into what I believe, and all I have to do is believe in myself and work at it. And I can see my results become out positive. And that's the kind of influence I want to reach, is reach the children as well as the adults that don't believe in themselves, so that they can be achievers and as well as believers, and teach them that, you know, keeping faith in God and working hard at it, that they can achieve.
I love it. Thank you for that. Well, with Dante, Dan.
You're welcome.
DJ you know I have to hear from you, DJ. Come on.
All right. One thing that we have to understand is that we are the gatekeepers. We as adults, we the ones that show the kids which way to go. We guard the gate, and we make sure that, you know, our kids are safe, and we give them a safe haven that they can, you know, come to and do the things that they always wanted to do. In my role as a police officer and as a community officer and as a community leader and as everything else that I've done working with the Y, what I've done is we've started musical programs at my particular Y, where what we do is we bring the kids in, we teach them how to DJ, we teach them how to produce and make music. I go through the whole steps of taking a CD and using free programs that's available on the internet, okay, and how they can clean up their tracks and make them DJ ready. Then we go through the whole, it's because I DJ with Traktor. A lot of people DJ with Serato. Well, what we do is we show them how to make their tracks clean and how then they can make this music, and we normally do positive music. Now, in the midst of doing all of that, everybody that I bring in, all the producers and all the DJs and all the music makers and all the singers and all the engineers, mentor with these kids. Because let me tell y'all something, these kids are living harder than we ever did out here in these streets. And they just need somebody that will listen to them. So part of my program is I will bring the kids in and we'll talk to them. Hey, what's going on? Have you eaten anything today? What's going on at your house? You know, a couple of times, you know, I have had to go out to the house and do some things that required, you know, me to put on my cop hat. But then they understood, and then when they saw me the next day, they were like, well, thank you, you know, that I had to do what I had to do. But I showed them that there's somebody that care about them. And in the meantime, they're learning something and they're opening up, because I've seen kids that was problem kids. They were selling dope. They was beating up everybody. Those are kids that I want, okay? Because I feel that, you know, my influence as a positive role model in their lives is enough that, okay, they'll listen. And I've given an opportunity to listen, okay? And then we'll do all this through music. We look at different genres, you know, like they might be they only know hip hop. They might only know R&B, but then I'll introduce them to rock. Yeah, I listen to everything from Led Zeppelin to you know, Thin Lizzy to Flock of Seagulls, okay? And I'll introduce this to the kids, and we'll teach them how to make new music from old music. And again, it's all showing them that we care, and they're learning something new. And that's how I feel that we can impact a young person's life, by showing them that there's something out there other than, you know, slinging dope, you know, trying to join these little gangs, beating up everybody and snatching chains and so forth and such on. And that's what I actually do, you know, through my organization and through the Y.
Excellent. Well, we appreciate you. Well, we're at the top of the hour. Listen to some great music. And if you will, we'll be back on the other side with all of these fabulous gentlemen. I don't know what to do. I'm a happy woman tonight. Oh, man, wow. Poetic, go ahead and get ready to take us to the break. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio, and this is your girl, Lady Di. We'll be back on the other side.
What's up, family? This your boy, Kovan. Shout out to Minneapolis, Minnesota. Request my single, Call Me, on HipHopNationalRadio.com.
Yeah, yeah. I go by the name of Kovan. Kovan. It's my single right here. Call Me. Call Me. Check it out. Check it out.
Yeah.
You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. It is your girl, Lady Di, alongside a dynamic cast. And, you know, ladies and gents, that's Kovan. And he simply entitles that one, Call Me. I wish Kovan would call me. Kovan, Kovan, where are you? I understand that Kovan is actually on the line tonight. Is that right? Is Kovan, is it the real Kovan?
Yes. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I mean, Lady Di always, I have to check my sources now. You say you're the real Kovan, so I'm going to have to put you on blast. I'm going to have to put you on the spot. I'm going to need you to sing a verse or Call Me because I know the real deal. So I'm going to have to put you on the spot right now to make sure this is the real Kovan. I don't care what part it is, if it's the chorus or a verse, but I'm going to need you to hit something for me, acapulco. I'm going to have to hear it acapella right now.
Okay. Excuse me, lady. Wanna get to the point. Don't want to hold out. Want you to hear my voice. Voice, if it was my choice, I'd be your man, and you would understand why I do what I do. It's so sad, cause I see it going through. Yeah, and I just want you to know he don't like you like I do. Mixed feelings you got, cause you know I like you. And I know we could be, that's why my mind is going crazy. Oh, just call me anytime, no matter where you are. Just pick up that phone and make that call.
Wow, it is you. Welcome to the show. OMG. I mean, you were beating up the charts the whole Jam of the Slamming season, and I never heard from you, and then you just going to come out of nowhere like you done dipped into a phone booth and changed from Clark Kent to Superman and popped on the show without telling anybody. Ladies and gentlemen, I know you're just as excited as I am. It is the real Kovan. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hey, Kovan. You know I'm in love with you. I've just been waiting on you to call me. I mean, we're going to act like you really called me, even though you called the show. We're just going to say you called Lady Di. You finally called me. I've been saying, Kovan, I want you to call me. And you finally called. Welcome to the show. Hey.
Yeah.
Can you tell I'm one of your fans? I'm so excited. Y'all be getting me excited on this show. I just love my job. So, Kovan, tell everybody a little bit about yourself. We only get to hear your beautiful voice, but we don't know anything about you. Where you from?
Yeah.
Who you represent? What you got going on? You going to be on tour soon? I mean, talk to us, Kovan. You're finally here.
Well, I'm 22 years old. I'm from Minneapolis, Minnesota. I actually was born in Seattle but raised in Minneapolis, Minnesota. I recently am a college graduate. I got my bachelor's in mass communications. And right now, the reason why I haven't been on the show that much is because I work a full-time job right now. I want to be on the tour. I'm hoping that's in the works. You know, I'm trying to – right now I'm just working on my press kit, you know, getting that out there to hopefully, like, club owners and labels and stuff like that. I'm really trying to pursue that hard, too. And I'm just very passionate about music, and I really focus on the lyrics and, like, what I'm saying because I really feel like that's a lost art in today's music, especially when it comes to, like, R&B and stuff like that. People don't really focus, you know, on actually what they're saying and how it actually impacts others. So that's kind of a little summary about me, I guess.
Well, I'm so proud. Congratulations. I love that you have got your degree working a full-time job. You're trying to be grown. Go ahead on, Kovan. We are proud of you here at Hip Hop National. We're huge supporters and fans. And if you guys have any questions or comments for Kovan while he's on, feel free. Dial in at 213-559-2995 and press the number 1. Or if you're in the chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com with a / to Hip Hop National Radio, you can also chime in there. Well, I want to ask you, because you're a part of who we're talking about tonight on both ends, is that, you know, we're talking about how music really impacts, you know, our up-and-coming youth. And I really want to get your perspective on this. How do you think music is really impacting them?
How do I think music has impacted?
It's impacting our children, like right now, today.
Actually, I was actually having a conversation with somebody on Facebook the other day about that, in terms of, like, I feel like we have too many young people that, you know, that are trying to be rappers, you know, too many people that idolize, you know, who's out there right now, like, you know, Lil Wayne, for example, like, because I used to volunteer at schools, and they would go around, you know, reciting words that he says. It's like, you guys don't even know, like, what he's really saying and what he's really talking about. And, like, to me, like, I feel like music definitely has a hold on these kids, you know, because it's like, I really feel like that, you know, they listen to the words, and I really feel like they take hold of that, and they want to be about what they hear on TV. You know, the music videos definitely influence the kids too, and I really feel like what they watch and what they hear really does have an impact on them. And that's why I'm so passionate about what I do, because I feel like there needs to be some positive reinforcements in the music industry, because there's really not a lot of that positivity going on, whether it comes to rap or R&B. So.
Wow. Thank you for that, Coban. Please stick around. 417-213. We're going to hit the lines real quick. 417-213. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. Please tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Unfortunate Lady Di, it looked like they just dropped as you went to it. So.
No problem.
Let's move on.
Well, Poetic, do you have any questions or comments for Kwan?
Yeah, man. Where have you been? Good to have you on the show. Just to let you know, congratulations. And the vocals was on point, man. We were liking it. We digging it. I had somebody in the chat room, just to let you know. They just called in, but they I guess they'll call back, but They said, it's really him. Wow. So evidently you're touching bases with somebody. So that's a great thing. In fact, today, I thought they had just called in, but no, they didn't. So just to let you know, man, that you got some supporters out there. So Lady Di, you're now on the floor.
I appreciate it so much. Well, we're going to continue our discussion. You know, we are at the top of the hour, and I don't want to be out of order. So, Poetic, let us go to a quick break to make sure that we pay our bills, and then we'll get back into our discussion on the other side. You are listening to Hip Hop National Radio.
It's time to play. You're ready to go. Ready to go. Radio promo right here on Hip Hop National Radio. That's right. Hip Hop National Radio will help you get the word out about your business, your music, or music products. Starting as low as $15 a spot. We aim to meet your advertising needs. We do viral marketing, website development, website hosting, internet audio presentation, voiceovers, professional beat production, publicity, radio and record promotion, consulting, corporate identity, event planning and promoting, printing, graphic design, CD pressing and duplication, voice on home, radio commercial production, TV commercial production, video production, call conversion, contracts and more. For more details, log on now to www.hiphopnationalradio.com or call 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555.
Hey, it's T.I. here, man. Take a minute and grab your cell phone. Scroll through all the names of your female friends. Go ahead. Do it now. I'll wait. Yeah, it's that important. Statistics show that 1 out of every 3 women are victims of domestic violence and abuse. That means that maybe your girl that you go skating with, your friend you met at the mall this weekend, your Sunday school teacher, your mama's best friend, or maybe even you are being emotionally, physically, or sexually abused. I know talking about domestic violence and abuse ain't sexy, but it is necessary. And fellas, I'm going to keep it real, man. Domestic violence and abuse won't stop unless we say, not on my watch, and start protecting our women. That's why I'm supporting E. Walter Smith and his song Tenderness. The Tenderness campaign will teach you how to recognize 10 warning signs of domestic violence and abuse, and how you can stop it at home, at work, and at play today. Log on to alittletenderness.com to find out how you can make a difference in someone's life, maybe even yours.
Hip Hop National Radio has changed its hours of operation to better serve you. We are now on from 5 p.m. on the West Coast, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 8 p.m. on the East Coast. With this new exciting change also comes new and exciting opportunities. So look out and look for what's in store for you. That's right, Hip Hop National Radio is looking out for you, our listening audience. We will be giving away gift cards, prizes, and more. So tune in now for your chance to win, to join us in our chat room. Log on now to blogtalkradio.com/hiphopnationalradio. To listen in by phone, dial 213-559-2995. That number again is 213-559-2995. Loyalty is royalty. And remember, you cannot win if you're not locked in and listening. We're Hip Hop National Radio, your music industry information resource provider.
All right, we're back on the other side. This is your lovely hostess with the mostest, Lady Di, alongside a super fantastic all-star cast. We have on the line with us Dante, Miami Black, Dan, also DJ LaRue, and Kovan. That's right, one of our Jammin' and Slammin' sensations have joined the line. And boy, have we been excited tonight about all of our guests. We're talking about how music is impacting our kids and our youth. And I want to start with you, Dan. Now I want to talk about what can we do to hold artists accountable? Or is there anything? Are we just stuck with the music that they're providing? Or do you believe that if we pull together, we can do something about the music and the lyrics in which, you know, is out there? You know, it's this fine line between freedom of speech and trying to save the community. You know, where do we fall in all of this, Dan?
No, I definitely believe that we can still be held accountable. You know, responsibility is so much of it right now. I think that's the absolute key is responsibility. I mean, Kovine was right before. The young people, like, so often follow what their friends do, and they want to be famous. But again, you know, we really need the industry to put the kids first and not the dollar. Only then can we, like, really come together and create a society that's good and healthy and godly. You know, it's not easy to put the dollar second, perhaps, but nothing that's really worth it is going to be easy. We can come through. There's a two points that I wanted to make before that I didn't get to. And one of it is that all people want to be heard. You know, all the young people, they want respect. But the young people, they need to know that they're beautiful, especially the young women. They need to know that they're beautiful because they're being created in the image and the love of our Lord Jesus. They by losing their self-respect, they're never going to become desirable. And they need to know that. They need to know that someday they're going to be the wives and the mothers, and they need to start being accountable for themselves. On the other hand, like your commercial said, too, is that the young men have to start showing them that, too. They have to respect them and not degrade them. But as human beings, you know, we're all going to fail. Nobody's going to make it. And that is both as humans and as artists. You are going to fail. You have to forgive and love yourself and love others as well. And, you know, we may fall often, and that's the devil. That's what he wants us to do. But it's not how much we fail or how often. It's how much we want to get back up and keep helping them. Every day, every moment, you have a chance to start over, to start anew. So if you keep getting up, you keep striving, you don't focus on looking down and focusing on what's negative, but looking up and continuing, you can make it. And I think that's a lot of how we're going to do it. We have to have a good support system, good morals, good education, good responsibility, and basically, you know, you asked, can the industry do it? Well, I've got great faith in the industry. I get great faith in people. I think the industry has gotten a little bit sidetracked, but I think it's getting back on the right course now. You know, if I didn't believe that the industry, you know, could change, then I don't think any of us would be here tonight. We can make a change, and, you know, I'd like to thank you guys. I'd like to thank Hip Hop National, and I'd like to thank everybody, Kovine and DJ LaRue and Miami Black and Dante and Poetic and Lady Di for all helping us to make that change. And thank you very much. And I hope everybody continues to listen to what you're doing because you're really making a difference.
Thank you for that. I appreciate it. I want to go to this caller, 417-213. Looks like you've chimed in again to try to get in here. Go ahead and state your name and move forward with your question or comment. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. Hello? Hello? Okay. We're going to continue moving on. Dante, I want to pose that same question to you and get your thoughts about, you know, is there a way for us to hold the industry accountable, or are we just really, you know, spinning our wheels right now?
Yeah, I actually believe that that there's a lot of changes that have to take place, you know, for the new year for 2012. I think it should be an impact within the people to set the examples and to be able to show the people that it's another better way that they can motivate, you know, their children and show them that there's better ways that they can, you know, love themselves, respect themselves, and to set examples, you know, because one day they're going to be somebody's mother and father, and they want to be able to show other people that what you put out is what you get back. That if you put out a positive image of yourself, that's exactly what is going to come back to you, that people are going to judge you accordingly to the way that you respect yourself. And so these different images that we set in music and everything plays a big part in what our children watch in film and TV. And if we set the right influences around them, that it's okay to watch a film here and there that might have a little wild violence or something in it that might show a little action in it, but that's not something that you keep around your circle all the time. That you know that it's a part of life, that there's good and evil, but that if you want to be an impact to reach and teach other people, then you gotta circulate. You have to go around people that are positive, that can influence you to grow in life. That if you want to be a business person, and then you gotta motivate yourself to be around a crowd that's gonna lift you up. And people, I feel, need to come together, you know, and be a part of the world. You know, like you can live in the world but not be of it, per se. Like you can show an example and show being somebody is that it's okay, that if you don't want to join a gang, that it's okay to not be accepted by everybody, because not everybody is going to accept you. But you can be the example, because many people is going to be affected at what you do. And if you have a fan base out there, you want your fans to be impacted by what you influence them, because that's going to play a role in film and TV and whatever your craft is. That the image that you put out, people is going to grab onto it. Like if children hear bad music, they're going to think that that's what's okay, but somebody has to show them that it's a better way. It's always a better way. And that it's all about living, learning, and growing and moving on and elevating, you know, to a higher level, that you got to step up and be, you know, a king if you want to be presented, you know, looked upon as a king. Then you have to step up and make changes in your life, and that's where the choices come in, you know. And I feel that that everybody has a time, you know, where they develop and grow, and that's where they start to, you know, blossom and become a mentor.
Agreed. Agreed. Okay. All right. DJ LaRue?
I'm going to go left field. Maybe a little right here for a second. And I'm going to talk about the positive influence. Let me tell you something. My main genre is house music, okay? Now, these kids are some of the smartest kids that I've ever seen in my life. They're sponges. 10 years ago, the equipment that we have the DAWs, if you know what a DAW is, like Logic. I have Ableton myself. These programs would run you anywhere from $1 million to $2 million. Now you can go out and buy the same program for $99, throw it on a laptop, okay? And these kids are sitting in their bedroom for hours, days, and make this wonderful music. Me as a DJ, I'm actually getting more into the producing part of it, where I'm actually beginning to make my own music, because they'll know me for the house music that I spin. If you go to soundcloud.com/DJ LaRue, you'll hear three of my mixes, and they're on point, they're good, you know. But if I want to be known, you have to make your own tracks, as you guys know. Now, I'm being taught by a 14-year-old, okay? The producer who's teaching me how to make my music, you know, I go over to the house, and it's like 5 or 6 13-year-olds, 14-year-olds sitting around the computer, the synthesizer, you know, making house music and teaching me how to do it, all right? These kids are getting paid, y'all, all right? And if you look at what's on the internet and the web, they're saying how the music industry is falling because the record labels are, you know, losing these producers and these singers because they're independent. You know, they go out, they come up with a beat, they make their music, they actually sing over the track, then they put it on a site like Beatport or Juno, and they cut out all the middleman, and all the profit goes directly to them. And then when you do look at the bio, you know, this kid's been making music for 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, and he's 14, 15, and 16, and then sold 20,000 tracks. All right? So these kids are actually, you know, the ones that want to learn, because you got those that just don't want to save themselves. You know, we'll take them too, but the ones that want to learn, the ones that are out there doing something with themselves, they're actually learning something that's going to make themselves better, that's going to provide for their family, provide for themselves. They're doing what they love to do. You know, most of the beats now are made in the bedroom. You know, and it's amazing to see a 14 or a 15-year-old or a 16-year-old or a 17-year-old, you know, make a beat or make music, and it just moved the world. Anybody ever heard of Skrillex? You know? Mm-hmm. This kid, he's like, what, 21, 22 years old, and his worldwide tour is sold out. He's been making music. Oh, you know, I read his interview. He said, yeah, you know, back in the early days, and they said, well 3 years ago. I'm like, what? You know, he's been making music for 3 years, and now he's headlining tours where there's like 20, 30, 40,000 people, and he's playing music that we don't necessarily listen to, dubstep. So, as I said earlier in one of my conversations, we are the gatekeepers. It's up to us to, you know, make sure that these kids have a safe, positive environment where they can go out and do what they love to do. You know, I took 6 of them out the house, and it was like hiding their eyes. They're like, what's that? Oh, that's the sun. These kids been in the house for like 4 days making music and didn't even see the sun. That's just how dedicated they are to their craft. So you have some out there that's doing the right thing, that's following, you know, their path and doing what they need to do, and then you have those that don't. But the bottom line is, you know, the music has much more of an influence on these kids than we actually know.
That's a good comment. Miami Black, do you have anything to add?
Yeah, sure. You know, to answer your question, I think law enforcement and society are really holding these artists accountable. Look at T.I.'s experience. You know, and we all know about his experience. Guns, you know, jail, you know, drugs, jail. So, you know, I think law enforcement is stepping up and making these artists accountable. And, you know, I mean, society is no longer accepting, you know, negativity in this industry. You know, now look at Chris Brown's story. You know, the media is publicizing these events. And, you know, look at Lil Wayne. You know, he went to jail. So, you know, I said all that to say basically that, you know, law enforcement are holding these artists accountable. You know, it used to be a time where artists thought, you know, because I got millions and millions and millions of dollars, I could do anything. You know, that's no longer a fact. These artists have to, you know, abide by the law, you know, and they realize that. And I think the industry is changing. I think that, you know, people are really stepping up. But, you know, it all basically starts with the parents and, you know, teaching their children, you know, good morals. It starts in the house, you know. You know, we as parents, I'm a parent, you know, we have to teach our kids, you know. We have to educate our kids. You know, I mean, our children are so exposed to so much. You know, take the internet. You know, I wish that, you know, there were certain sites that were, you know, unable. I wish there were certain sites that was, you know, that, you know, kids really couldn't, it really, you know, go on. You know, I wish there was a way that, you know, negative websites could be held accountable. I don't know if I'm explaining that. I'm tired. I've been up working for a couple of days. Maybe my words are getting twisted. But I think that, you know, there should be, you know, some sort of control when it comes to the internet.
Okay. That's fair. Well, I appreciate that. And I tell you, my, how time flies when you're having so much fun. We're at the bottom of the hour again, and it is time for some more fantastic music. Now, the last time we played a great song, the artist showed up, so who knows what could happen. You don't want to go anywhere, so don't you dare move. We'll be back on the other side with much more conversation. This is Hip Hop National Radio, and I am your girl, Lady Jai.
Yeah, Jay Wonder.